The next afternoon, Kevin came awake staring at himself. It took him a full minute to realize he hadn't gone insane. There was a mirror on the ceiling. He was lying in a bed the size of his room back in Boston. To his right, a vast picture window overlooked the strip. To his left, a marble hallway led to a marble bathroom with a marble jacuzzi. Straight ahead, a set of double doors opened into a circular living room with curved leather couches, plush white carpeting, and a revolving widescreen TV. Kevin wasn't sure what time he had finally drifted off to sleep. The only thing he knew for certain was when he had stopped playing. 10:15 a.m. He distinctly remembered writing the time down on his log sheet while locked in a bathroom stall at the Stardust. Along with the time, he had kept track of all his wins and losses, as well as all of his call-ins, including the count, how many spots were played, how many decks they went through, how deep the dealer's penetration, and Martinez's win-loss performance. Probably the most difficult part of a spotter's job was to keep track of everything that went on at his table. At the end of the trip, Kevin would have to turn in his notes to Kiana, who was acting as team secretary. The old team secretary, a kid Kevin had never met, had left MIT for a job at a computer software company and no longer had time to travel with Mickey's crew. By 10:15, Kevin had filled both sides of his log sheet. 6 different casinos, more than 20 blackjack tables, and at least a dozen call-ins. It had been exhausting, even with the 5-minute breaks he took every hour, mostly spent crouching in a bathroom stall jotting notes in the log. Overall, Kevin was down a little over $1,000. During his watch, Martinez was up $14,000. Kevin had no idea how much Martinez had made with the other spotters, but altogether, it had probably been a very lucrative night. At 10:15, Martinez had given him the signal to quit, rubbing the back of his neck, and he had happily complied. They had taken separate cabs back to the hotel and carefully avoided sharing elevators up to the rooms. Kevin hadn't seen Fisher, Mickey, or most of the others since the airport. Brian and Michael were staying in rooms down the hall. He wasn't sure where Martinez had slept, or if he had slept at all. Mickey had strict rules against drinking or partying, even between shifts. But God only knew how Martinez spent his time in Vegas. He probably knew the town better than anyone. Kevin stretched his arms above his head. His muscles were stiff from sitting at the tables all night, and his eyes burned from the secondhand smoke. He was also hungry. He had eaten an enormous room service breakfast, but that was hours ago. He sat up, searching for the menu. He had just tracked it down when the double doors that separated his bedroom from the living room swung inward. Fisher was standing in the doorway, a crooked grin on his face. He aimed a plastic bag at Kevin. "Here, catch. That's your tuition." The bag landed on Kevin's chest. He could see stacks of bills inside. He was getting good at estimating money amounts by weight and width. "$20,000," he stated. "Don't get too excited," Fisher said. "It's not all for you. That's the player's split from last night." Kevin whistled. $20,000 split 8 ways was $2,500 apiece. Pretty good for one night's work. "It won't always be that high," Fisher said. "It was a particularly good night. In fact, Martinez and I think we should let you try a little guerrilla play before the fight." Kevin sat up in the bed. Although spotting had its moments, overall it was a mental grind. The real glory was in the big betting, and guerrilla was the first step. "Seriously? Mickey thinks I'm ready?" Fisher shrugged. "Well, actually, it was more my idea. Mickey likes to tank things slow, but he shouldn't make all the decisions. He doesn't even play anymore. He's burned out of too many casinos. He's making a whole lot of money off of us, just sitting around by the pool." This was the first real dissension Kevin had heard since joining the team, but he wasn't surprised it was coming from Fisher. He had an aggressive personality and, like Martinez, hated being told what to do. Unlike Martinez, he didn't always know when to keep his feelings to himself. Despite the hot-headedness, Kevin genuinely liked Fisher. Although recently he had spent a lot more time with Martinez, he felt closer to Fisher, who was more like him. A tough spirit from a good family who just wanted more out of life. "Do you think I'm ready?" Kevin asked. Fisher grinned. Only one way to know for sure.